Hello, this is Pastor Greg Settle from Mount Victory Fellowship in Victory, New York, your pastor for today. Today, I would like to focus on the working of our faith, how faith can become most effective in the aspect of how our faith comes alive. Philippians 3:3 states that we are not to have confidence in the flesh, because our flesh can run contrary to what faith is meant to be. You know, when it comes to having no confidence in the flesh, this is where I definitely win. You know, I can't fix or repair anything. I can't build anything. I can't maintain anything. When it comes to being handy, I can't do a thing. Matter of fact, just yesterday, mowing my lawn, the lawnmower froze up. The reason why it froze up is because I never, ever checked the oil. And so now I have to go find a brand new lawnmower. So I totally have no confidence in my flesh. None. Also in 1 Corinthians 15:31, Paul speaks of the need to die daily. Well, I'm definitely experiencing that. I'm waking up with so many aches and pains. Even today, my knee hurts for some odd reason. I find myself going to bed earlier and earlier each night. I'm getting so tired. I feel like I'm dying more and more each day. And so I'm also winning in this department as well. I have no confidence in my flesh, and I know that I'm dying every single day. So far, the score is God is 100%. He's all that he needs to be in my life. And me, I'm at zero, 0%. God's 100%, I'm zero. And so he's everything, and I'm at nothing. So this could be ideal, right? I mean, right now, no confidence in the flesh. I die daily, so I can serve God. I can live for God by faith because I'm at 0%. Now I can live, I mean live by faith as the Bible says I can do, a faith that measures out at 0%. You know, if it measures out at 0%, then it means that whatever I do as one that measures himself as a zero really is of the flesh. I want you to think about this. God gave us 100% of his son, Jesus Christ. I have 100% of Jesus Christ in me. Now, if he is my life, then my life is at 100%. I am not a zero. When he says to live by faith, our part then is to live, to be fully alive, to have faith that I am 100% alive. By faith, I am to live as if I'm at 100%, believing that I am worthy of living a beautiful life, connected to purpose and significance, not because of me, but because of Jesus Christ who gave himself for me. So yes, faith is key. Faith working in our lives is absolutely essential. And he says that we are to live by faith. But our part then must be to live. And how do we live in a world like this? How do we live when our flesh is such a contrast in our lives? We live by faith by having faith in who we are in Jesus Christ. It's not just faith in the circumstances that you face. It's faith in yourself because of Jesus Christ to be able to face those circumstances. He also says that we are called to walk by faith. So what's our part? Our part is to walk day by day, step by step, believing that we are more than conquerors, believing that I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us, believing that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And so yes, die daily. Yes, recognize that who you used to be before Christ is dead and gone, but also recognize that Jesus Christ is fully alive. And being fully alive, he desires us to live by faith in who we are because of him. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This has been Pastor Greg Settle from Mount Victory Fellowship in Victory, New York, your pastor for the day.